One of the most important steps for children in their faith journey is their first reconciliation, but many parents might not know where to start in helping their children prepare. A new book by Tommy and Katie McGrady from Ave Maria Press is the perfect guide. It's called First Reconciliation and Beyond, A Family's Guide for Learning and Living Forgiveness. Here with me this morning is Katie McGrady to tell us all about this wonderful book. Katie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, Katie, both you and your husband do a lot in the Catholic media world. So before we talk about the book, for our listeners who might not know, can you start by just sharing a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Katie McGrady. I am a SiriusXM radio host. So I have a daily show with my name, The Katie McGrady Show, from it's 2 to 4 East. So I think that's 10 to or 11,
11
to 1
yeah.
Pacific time. I always have to do the radio math in my head on SiriusXM channel 129. And then I work on a few podcast projects, Ave Explorers with my friends at Ave Maria Press, and Like a Mother with my friends at Our Sunday Visitor. And my husband and I, the reason First Reconciliation Beyond exists is because we have a podcast every week on Hallow called Family Mass Prep, which is a little show for parents and kids to listen to on the way to Mass on Sunday morning. And so out of that ministry, which just kind of took off, and now I can't travel somewhere and speak without somebody stopping me and saying, my 8-year-old loves your podcast, which is like the best compliment ever. If an 8-year-old loves something and tells their parents about it, that's a hit.
It's amazing.
And so from we've done something right. And then I travel and I speak and I consult with the Dicastery for Communications over in the Vatican. So lots of busy things going on, but we're very, very happy.
Oh, well, that's just wonderful. And you know, from all of your family life, I love how this book has kind of come out of all of that. So you have this wonderful book, First Reconciliation and Beyond, which you and your husband, Tommy, wrote. So tell us about this book. What's the overall goal? And what will parents especially find here?
Yeah. So my husband and I went to the info meeting for our daughter's first reconciliation right about this time last year. I mean, it was in the fall, the early fall. So second grade had started and, you know, you get into your homework routine and, you know, all the things that have to happen to make sure that like things are smooth sailing. We go to the info meeting and that's all it was. It was an info meeting. Like we got some logistics about here's the dress code. Here's what time you have to show up to church. And we love our Catholic school and we love our parish. And we knew that our daughter was receiving really great formation inside her Catholic school classroom and that our religious education program was doing that for the kids who go on Wednesday nights. But mom and dad are there, captive at the meeting, and it was basically just info. It wasn't an evangelistic encounter. And we both walked out of there, our youth ministry teacher, media brains just kind of buzzing, and we were like, that was such a missed opportunity to evangelize mom and dad, to remind them of their role in catechesis, which, as Pope Leo just said this past weekend in his homily, catechesis begins at home. The first catechists are mom and dad.
Absolutely.
And so we were annoyed and frustrated, but also we're not the kind of people that just like stay annoyed and frustrated. We're like, we've got to do something about this. And so I called up my friends at Ave and I said, we have this idea. What if we wrote a book kind of in the style of Family Mass Prep? So like stories and breakdown of scripture and put into it conversation starters with families, things for mom and dad to pray about, and create this resource for parents to get. Essentially, like the dream is like you go to that info meeting and father and the DRE and the second grade teacher hand every parent a copy of First Reconciliation Beyond on their way out the door. That was the hope. And so we wrote it that like the unique component of it is, so we left that meeting in like early September. We emailed Ave within the week. We signed a contract by mid-October. And then throughout October, November, and then leading up to Rose's First Communion in December, we wrote the book in real time. So we speedily wrote it as we were talking through these things and praying through these things. We wrote it in real time in anticipation of her first reconciliation.
Wow, that's incredible. I think that really comes through when you're reading it because it does feel so lived in. It feels like, you know, these are real conversations that you had. And I love that it's a resource that you can now give to other parents. And especially that there's all these different sections, right? There's the stories that you share from your life, but there's also kind of like discussion guides for you and the kids, and then also for parents to think about their own faith too, which I really love that component.
Yeah, we wanted mom and dad to feel like this is a book that can kind of be used in three locations: for yourself on your own, in conversation with your spouse, your partner, another DRE or catechist that you're teaching with. So you can pray with it yourself, you can use it for conversation with another adult, and then we give these, it's my favorite part of the book, the conversations between adults and kids,
mm-hmm.
where we kind of, what we've just talked about, what we've just broken down for an adult mind, here's some prompts, here's some easy sentences to use, here's some questions to help a child be able to process this. And so it's not the book to hand to the second grader. It's right. the book for you to read, and then you talk through these things with the kiddo. Because sometimes it can be a little hard. There have been instances, I mean, just the other day, I was reading a children's Bible story to my 8-year-old now. So Rose is now in third grade. And she asked a question just kind of like out of the blue. And you have to kind of come up with an answer, right? Like, right. she wants to understand why a rib comes from the side of Adam and that creates Eve. And it becomes this whole, like, I can put on my theology hat. Tommy can put on his science teacher hat and we can go to town on this. But sometimes you just kind of have to break it down onto a simpler level. And so
sure.
we were breaking it down for Rose, and we basically just recorded that. And we wrote that down and we processed it out for moms and dads to be able to jump into the conversation. Because that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is not just taught, it is caught. And so if mom and dad are learning more about the sacrament of reconciliation, and if mom and dad, DRE, second grade teacher, are having these meaningful conversations with the child about mercy and about forgiveness and about the love of God and the practical components of what happens in the confessional, father's not going to tell, he's not going to yell at you that you are really truly forgiven, it is really truly all gone. If we can put that into a conversational approach to a child, I think that only helps them when they go into confession for the first time. And it also helps the adult, I think, maybe make a return to confession, which we so desperately need to.
That's amazing. I love all of that so much. I'm speaking this morning with Katie McGrady. She and her husband, Tommy, are authors of a new book, First Reconciliation and Beyond, which, as Katie just said, helps parents prepare their children for the sacrament of confession, but also learn lessons about God's forgiveness. Katie, I really loved in this book how you and your husband, Tommy, you go back and forth a little bit, sharing your perspective, especially on specific, incidents or lessons in your family. It was so relatable. You know, there are things like the slushy stain on the shirt and things like that. But I really appreciated how you shared how you were struggling in those moments. I mean, I think that's important for people to hear and relate to that. Oh, there's other parents that are having these struggles as well. And you bring out a really beautiful theme, I think, throughout the book about how those messy, frustrating moments of family life, they're so closely tied to knowing, experiencing, understanding God's forgiveness. Like, they're so interrelated. And there was something Tommy said at the beginning of the book about how parents craft the lens through which their children will encounter and understand God. That really struck me. And so maybe you can speak a little bit to why is it so important that we realize that tie between our family life and knowing God, especially knowing God's forgiveness?
Mm-hmm. That's such a great question, because it was the thing my husband kept going back to. He was like, all of the conversation around religious education, around sacramental encounter, is based in this idea of God the Father, of God the Son, of God the Holy Spirit. And where are they first experiencing authority in their lives? Where are they first experiencing relationship? In the home.
Right.
And so it was incredibly important for him as dad to be this witness of, obviously, justice, obviously, the component sometimes of, yeah, the kid has to be told no, there has to be a boundary, there has to be sometimes even punishment, right? To get across, like, we don't do that. But also the first encounter of mercy, the first encounter of an apology, the first encounter of correction and repentance is going to happen between mom, dad, and kid.
Mm.
And that can either set a child up for healthy attachment or healthy detachment. There's all sorts of psychological components that we can go into about when you're an adult and you realize, my mom never said sorry, or my dad never said sorry. And maybe that's prevented me from going to God and saying sorry myself, because my assumption is I'm going to be completely and totally stonewalled, right? Like, we absolutely graft the relationship of our human parents onto the relationship with God the Father. And even in some case, right, like our encounter with the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mm. And so all of that kind of swirling around in our head from a psychological and educational perspective, we wanted to impress upon parents, you get to be the establisher of their understanding of mercy. And that doesn't mean you're a pushover. That doesn't mean that you, the parent, are not enacting necessary boundaries at times. It means most especially that the way you respond or overreact or underreact gives your child a deeper awareness of the way that God is reacting to us. And so the first big story that we use to illustrate this is when we caught Rose, it's like right out the gate, so I'm not spoiling anything.
Right.
I caught Rose watching YouTube when she wasn't supposed to. Now, it wasn't anything inappropriate. Like, I don't want you guys to think that like our sweet little innocent child was scarred for life. But she knew she wasn't supposed to be on the YouTube app, and I caught her, and it became this huge thing, right? It was really the first time I'd ever seen my child feel like this deep, deep sense of shame.
Mm-hmm.
And so how we approached that, we knew was going to set her up for, does she hide things from us in the future, or is she super honest? Does she feel bad for mistakes in the future, but not the sense of like, I'm bad, but the thing I've done is bad.
Right.
And the resolution to all of this was, Tommy, we gave a punishment. There would be no dessert that night at dinner. And I want to impress upon people, that didn't mean that we all sat in front of her like eating ice cream and like rubbing it in her face. It was just like, we're going to have dessert and you're not. And you're, you know, you can walk away. Like, and when we belabored the point of, is this the right punishment? And Tommy took the punishment for her. We all had ice cream and Tommy didn't.
Wow.
And it impressed upon her. And I'm so proud of my husband for kind of coming up with the solution to that. It impressed upon our child on one level, look what God does for us, right? Like, he takes that ultimate punishment for sin. He takes that ultimate, he makes that ultimate sacrifice. But it also impressed upon her the idea of penance and restitution. And look how much we love you, that we're not actually going to let you wallow in the sinfulness. We forgive you. We're not going to keep going back to it. We're not going to keep a long receipt. And that sounds like super complicated, but every single family has a story like that. Every single family has an occasion of being able to practice that forgiveness. That's why we love the subtitle of the book. So you don't get to name your own book. Like, we jokingly called it the First Reconciliation Book. And they came up with the First Reconciliation and Beyond. And funnily enough, it's the 30th anniversary of Toy Story this year. So how appropriate,
oh,
right?
Yes.
1995,
yes.
To Infinity and Beyond was our childhood motto. And now we've got two books, First Reconciliation and First Communion and Beyond.
Oh, I love
but
that.
Then they came up with this learning and living forgiveness inside the context of the family. And so you as mom and dad, our first educator, our first catechist, our first arbiter of justice and mercy, are the first one who gets to show them this is what it looks like. And if you have a healthy relationship with reconciliation, if you have a healthy understanding of forgiveness, your children will inherit that. And that is a great inheritance that we can offer to them.
Well, Katie, that is just so beautiful. I'm really excited for people to read this book. I mean, I know I was really moved reading it as well. I mean, I was just preparing for the interview and just thinking, oh my goodness, I'm like overwhelmed a little bit, because you do see in those examples how much God loves us, how much he forgives us, how great his mercy is. And so I'm really excited that this resource can be shared with more people. And so really quickly before we go, how can people get a hold of this book?
Yeah. So the best way is on the Ave Maria Press website, or if you have a local Catholic bookstore, ask them to order it. But Ave Maria Press is offering bulk pricing. So we've actually got a bunch of events scheduled out for the fall and into the spring where we're going to parishes and schools, we're giving talks, and then they're giving the book to parishioners and to families. If you order more than 25 copies, they're just $6.95 a pop.
Wow.
Which is pretty low price to be able to get this into the hands of families. And it also comes with, there's a video series. So we've got videos for parents, for kids, for catechists, and an audio guide to the book is available on Hallo called Family Confession Prep. So we are trying to get this book into the hands of as many folks as possible. And just as a side note, it's also great. I just got an email this morning, actually, from an OCIA director. They gave it to all their candidates who are becoming Catholic. They're like, look, you still need to understand it, even at 30 or 40 or 50, right? Like, if it works for a 7-year-old, it works for an adult, too. So it's helpful for people who are encountering or coming back to reconciliation. AveMariaPress.com.
Perfect. We encourage people to go check that out and to get this wonderful book. Katie, thank you so much for your time today. We'll be praying for you and your ministry, and we're just so excited we got to have you on the Morning Blend.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.